State health officials want to protect people who take medicine to prevent HIV from being denied life and disability insurance. The drug, Truvada, also called PrEP, is over 90% effective at blocking HIV transmission. Those who use it do not have HIV but might be at risk. The State Division of Insurance this month issued guidance urging insurance companies not to deny life, disability, and long-term care insurance to these people. Bennett Klein is an attorney for the group GLAAD, which advocates for LGBTQ legal rights. He led a case against a local insurer for denying insurance to people who took PrEP. And Bennett Klein joins us on Morning Edition now. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
So how widespread is this practice of denying life and disability insurance to people who use this preventative HIV medication?
What we found was that health insurers were covering HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, and that's the great news. People have access to this amazing preventative. But when they applied for these other kinds of insurance, including long-term care insurance, they were being rejected even though they were otherwise qualified. And this is an industry that's slow to change. We're making inroads, but we need to get the entire industry to eradicate this practice, which has no sound basis.
What was the industry saying? Why were they denied this insurance when the people who are taking this medication didn't actually have HIV? They just wanted to prevent getting it.
Well, what they were actually saying was that if you are taking PrEP, you're at high risk for HIV. Of course, that makes no sense, because if you're taking PrEP, you're reducing your risk by close to 100%. And what they were actually doing was so contrary to normal insurance company practices, because the same applicant would get the insurance if they were not on PrEP. The insurance companies were actually insuring the higher risk and rejecting the lower risk. And that's just not how insurance companies normally act. So it was a policy that really was just another example in a very long history over the course of the HIV epidemic of insurers that, you know, different periods of the epidemic have made decisions based on myths about HIV transmission, bias against groups affected by HIV, and not on the actual science and understanding of how HIV is transmitted and how it's prevented.
So here we are with the Division of Insurance issuing guidelines urging this change to make sure these folks are not denied insurance. Are insurance companies obligated to follow these guidelines? And how many people might this affect?
It's not binding like a law or a regulation, but it insurers who discriminate against people taking PrEP will be running afoul of the expectations of the Commissioner of Insurance and therefore subject to discipline or remedial steps. I mean, PrEP is a very important HIV preventative. It's probably taken by about 175,000 people in the country now. It's a very underutilized medication. The CDC indicates there are about 1.2 million Americans who could benefit from PrEP. And one of the real benefits of what the Commissioner of Insurance has done is not only say that this kind of underwriting practice is unfair to consumers, but also to make the point that when we allow discrimination against people who are taking steps to prevent HIV, that undermines our public health efforts to stem the epidemic.
Are you confident that what's happening now will end this issue?
I think that it will end the issue in Massachusetts. Every insurer doing business in Massachusetts may no longer discriminate on the basis that a person takes an HIV preventative. And that's a huge step forward for this state, which has always been at the forefront of sound policies fighting the HIV epidemic. But this is a national issue. This has been a predominant practice in the life, disability, long-term care insurance industries. It's a very slow-moving industry to change, and we're going to need more regulators and more lawsuits to really end this practice.
Bennett Klein, attorney for the group GLAAD, thanks very much for speaking to us on this Monday morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.